Andrew McBride and John Roach from the Department of Labour gave evidence regarding their part in proceedings. USRC Presidents Clarence B. Lee and Arthur Roeder also took the stand. Roeder confirmed he had been in the dial painting studio on numerous occasions, yet testified, "I don't recall any instance of an operator putting a brush in her mouth." He also denied that von Sochotsky had ever told him the paint was harmful. He said the first he knew of any possible hazard was after we heard of some of these early complaints and cases. "What was the first case that you heard of?" asked Berry. "I don't remember the name," replied Roeder coldly. The dial painters weren't important enough for him to recall such insignificant details. And then Berry called on someone very special to testify for the girls. Harrison Martland took the stand. Berry had managed to persuade him to testify, and the chief medical examiner was a superstar, no other word for it. His forthright, uncompromising testimony stood out conspicuously, raved the newspapers. They called him the star witness. He began by explaining in detail his autopsies of the Carlo sisters, which had confirmed the existence of radium poisoning. It was very difficult testimony for the five women to hear. Quinta, in particular, found it excruciating. As she listened to Martland, one newspaper observed, she approached the verge of collapse. Then, by sheer grit, she seemed to regain her composure and sat through the balance of the hearing with only slight traces of emotion. Martland was unstoppable. When the company lawyers tried to suggest radium poisoning couldn't exist because, out of 200 or more girls, these girls suing are the only ones that had this trouble, Martland replied frankly, "There are about 13 or 14 other girls that are dead and buried now who, if you will dig them up, will probably show the same things. I ask that that be stricken out as an assumption on the part of the doctor without foundation," said the USRC lawyer hurriedly. "Let it stand," replied Backus promptly. The company tried to say that there are no other reported cases beyond Orange. "Yes, there are other reported cases," retorted Martland. "There is only a stray case, one or two," Markley said, wafting a hand dismissively. But Martland said firmly that the Waterbury cases did exist. His testimony was powerful. Backus even referred to the USRC paint itself as radium poisoning, something Markley pounced on indignantly. "This paint is anything but a radium poisoning," he exclaimed. As the day drew towards a close, Berry stood up to redirect Martland. When Markley, predictably, objected, the judge once again overruled him. "You attempted to weaken Martland's opinion," he told Markley. "Counsel Berry is now trying, if you succeeded, to restore it." He turned to Berry. "Proceed." Berry could not be happier with how the case was going. And tomorrow he would hammer home the final nail in the company's coffin. Dr. von Sochotsky was going to take the stand, and Berry couldn't wait to question him on the warning he had given the corporation about the paint being dangerous. That would seal the verdict once and for all, and surely in the girls' favour. End of CD 7.